From walking barefoot in the snow to hiking for miles for a view, it feels good to connect with our simpler side. Simplifying your wellness with Ka'Chava's all-in-one nutrition shake feels good too. With 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, adaptogens, and more. No fillers, no nonsense, just the highest quality ingredients. New customers get $20 off an order of 2 bags or more now through January 31st when they go to Ka'Chava, K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, and use code NEWS.
This is the WOKV Spotlight on 104.5 WOKV.
What a dominant performance in so many ways. Jags quarterback Trevor Lawrence throwing for 235 yards and 2 touchdowns. He says he loves Doug Peterson's aggressiveness on fourth down.
He builds confidence in the whole team when he's willing to go for it. It just shows, one, he trusts our offense, two, he trusts our defense. No, you're not going to go for every fourth down, but we're not scared to go for it. We know we got the players to do it.
The Jacksonville Jaguars own the Indianapolis Colts in Jacksonville. Believe that. 8 straight against the Colts in Jacksonville. Action Sports Jax's Brent Martineau. I mean, I had good feelings about the game, but I didn't anticipate that they would be that complete. On all sides of the ball, you could hardly find much, except for maybe a couple of drop passes, to say this wasn't very good.
Yeah, through 3 quarters, Rich, that was something. I mean, one of the most dominating performances we've seen. I'm not even going to nitpick about the fourth quarter and maybe not being able to run the ball as you want. I mean, I don't know why even do that. I told you the Colts can't win in Jacksonville. I tried to say that last week. It's amazing how they're in the psyche. And as soon as that interception early, then the 14-15 play drive over 9 minutes, it just was like, wow, it had to take the air right out of the sails of the Colts. And it was dominant. I thought the biggest thing coming out of this game is Jacksonville, you have yourself a really good football coach. And I thought Doug Peterson coached the heck out of that game yesterday.
Yeah, we were commenting on that. A bunch of us were watching the game together. And the other thing that stood out was, even after the half and being up, that the Jags continued to throw the ball, obviously getting Trevor Lawrence confident with his receivers. And boy, those guys are able to get open, no problem, it seemed.
Yeah, I think the big thing there is, and I'm not sure we're talking about it enough, it's everything was underneath. That was their game plan. But to stick to that game plan, I talked to a lot of the receivers in the locker room, and I said, is that tough to do as a quarterback, a guy with a big arm who wants to throw it down the field for Trevor? And they said, well, it's hard for me to do it. I want to go make a big play as a receiver. And so I think the maturity of the football team maybe showed up a little bit to stick to the game plan and take everything underneath. I mean, look at Evan Ingram. He had like 7 catches, only for 46 yards,
right.
But they felt big. For first downs, another kind of yardage to keep the drives alive.
All right, so as well as the Jaguars perform here at home against the Colts, they also have stinging losses in Los Angeles as they have faced the Chargers multiple times over. So what do we look for ahead of next weekend, which is a Sunday kickoff on CBS 47 at just after 4 o'clock?
Well, we keep an eye on the injury report now, not for the Jags, who remain pretty clean. We'll see what Doug Peterson says, but for the Chargers especially, Keenan Allen, he's been suffering a hamstring injury, and he's nursing that. Will they bring him back for this game? Justin Herbert took a huge hit on Thursday night. How does he feel? Seems like he'll play, but he's not going to be 100%. He does get an extra few days to rest it. So I think that's what we're keeping an eye on, the injury report this week. And also, can the Jags figure out West, right? They stink out West, let's be honest. They have not been good out there, the history of the franchise. And so the Jags have to figure that out. And listen, the Chargers are a better team. Jags are going to be a heavy underdog next week against L.A.
How's the weather over at Southampton right now for the Dream 18 golf tournament about to get underway?
You'll appreciate this, Rich. Mike Burrish came over, registered for the tournament, and the sun popped as soon as he signed up. Like, it was amazing. Like, it was like happened right as, I think I took a picture of it. It happened, like, in real time. So it's a little wet out here, but we're going to be dry most of the day. That's what Burrish tells me, so it's all on him now.
And who benefits, again, if someone is new to Jacksonville? This Dream 18 has been going on for multiple years now in Jacksonville, and I know it takes a lot of organizers to pull it together, but it takes one spearheading, passionate soul to do it, and that's you, Brent.
Yeah, we have a lot of fun doing it. It's a fun day, a celebration of sports. We've got all the local sports teams out here, and then so many businesses and people that help put it together. North Florida Junior Golf Foundation, they give scholarships to kids to get to college, and also St. Michael Soldiers, who helps military families from the area and sends them care packages during the holidays. They've been great supporters of ours, and we continue to benefit them. I've raised over a couple hundred thousand dollars now over the years, and a very grassrootsy effort with the Dream 18, and we just hope to continue it.
Awesome. Great effort out there. Stay dry and enjoy the day. Brent Martineau will be by this afternoon, 3 to 6, with his friends on Action Sports. Jax on ESPN 690. Be listening for continuing coverage. And actually, on ESPN 690, post-game coverage is continuing at this moment.